Stephen, just full name and.
Stephen Ferris.
Don't you make it down.
Stephen Ferris here at Easton's Donegal Place, Belfast.
Okay, where are we?
Well, Stephen, first of all, tell us a little bit about why you're here today.
Well, I'm here in Easton's and Donegal Place in Belfast. This is my third signing, I think, of my autobiography, Man on Ball. Released the book not too long ago, and it's just given it a bit of publicity, giving the fans that supported me the whole way throughout my career a chance to get a signed copy, and hopefully everyone can go away happy today.
Now, tell us a little bit about the book. I imagine it's a very interesting experience writing an autobiography. Talk us through a little bit about the process of that.
Yeah, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's not easy having to sit down. It took almost 14-15 months to get the final product out. A lot of hard work, a lot of sitting down, chatting to my ghostwriter, Patrick McCarry, and together we came up with what we feel is a really good, honest read. Throughout my career, it was like a roller coaster. You know, highs of being on the Lions in 2009 to the lows of being out injured and your career's on the line and you don't know what corner to turn next. And that was kind of what my career was like, just so up and down. And I go into every detail. I go into earnings, I go into nights out, I go into, there's a few, you know, dodgy stories in there, but you know, that's what makes good reading. And all the feedback that I've had so far has been really positive and it's been really well received.
Now, you were, of course, you made your name on the rugby pitch. Obviously, injuries taking you away a little bit earlier than that, but you've proven that your words are good weapons as well with the book and obviously with the punditry as well. You're doing quite a lot of that now, moving away from on the field to talking what others are doing. How are you finding that experience?
I love it. It keeps myself involved in rugby without actually being involved in the setup. Everybody thought I was just going to retire and then maybe get back into Ulster Rugby in some shape or form. I think I just want to take a step back from the professional side of things. But working for the BBC or working for BT Sport or doing a bit of talking at events about rugby, it does keep me involved in the game and it keeps my interest of the game very high. So I love it. It's good fun. It's good crack. And it keeps me involved in the game. And long may I continue.
Now you're talking about the game. Obviously, you were in studio last night watching what was a very eventful Pro 12 match between Ulster and Edinburgh. They got the win, but memorable perhaps for all the wrong reasons.
It is. It's just, I hate seeing guys go down injured, especially, you know, I've suffered so many injuries myself. But the likes of you know, Dan Toohey, Peter Nelson, Darren Cave gone off in the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game, and then probably the biggest injury that everybody's concerned about is Ian Henderson. You know, you ask me, would I have any inside information on what's happened to him? The honest answer is I don't. I think coming out of camp last night there was a hamstring injury. Les Kiss was pretty, he said that, you know, there's a couple of big injuries in there. He was very honest and he said, you know, there's going to be guys out for a bit of time. You know, whether that's going to be Ian Henderson or Pete Nelson or Darren Cave, we'll soon figure that out in the next few days, and hopefully the guys will be fit for the massive game against the Blues at home this weekend.
Now, we talked, of course, about the game last night. Away from the injuries, just how important was it, do you think, for Ulster to pick that win up after back-to-back defeats?
I was asked a couple of questions before the game. Would it be a crisis if Ulster lost that match? And I said, no, it wouldn't be a crisis, no, but it would be very, very disappointing, and Ulster wouldn't be in a good place. But they got the win, they got the victory, and that's what was needed. It wasn't going out and scoring 30 or 40 points, it was all about the result. Their performance wasn't perfect, Les Kiss alluded to that, but they got over the line, and that's exactly what the fans wanted to see. A bit of passion, a bit of enthusiasm, a bit of character shown by the squad, and you know, the win will stand them well going forward. Another big game this weekend, and I think it's going to be more of the same, more character, more passion, and try and wear this big Toulouse side down.
Now, Toulouse, of course, a massive side in European competition. Ulster no slouches either, but I suppose given the disappointment of the Saracens game, is that something that you think will be in the back of everyone's mind, that they're at home, they want to put on a better performance than that?